Coast 93.1 with Blake and Eva.
It's a photo.
You don't take a bad photo. You know, I have to kind of pose, get the nose right, get the chin down, get the chin up.
Wait, hold on. Let me get this.
Mouth slightly open. Okay, one shoulder down, but the other shoulder not up.
So 20 minutes later, we wave the photographer on, and Eva goes, hey, ready.
Blake and Eva in the morning. Coast 93.1.
It's just so true.
It is true. People who have come in here and experienced it themselves can testify to that fact. Not an exaggeration. 720, Blake and Eva show. Oh, yesterday we had the gal who was one of the first women or young ladies to join the Scouts. Now it's not the Boy Scouts anymore, it's the Scouts.
Yeah.
And we have the photo. We got to put it up at some point. And Eva is hiding behind this little girl.
She's adorable.
There was no place for me to stand. And I was like, I don't even know where I'm supposed to stand. Because Eva's hiding behind her and then ducking out like the Von Trapps.
I love that pose.
Yeah, I love Von that pose. Trapp.
So long. Yeah. Farewell.
Yeah. Hannah Arsenault. Yeah, she's cool.
Stand in front of my belly. Do-do.
You cannot see my belly.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Oh,
it's goodbye.
Oh,
it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah.
Okay, Eva, who's making up the lyrics over there and then hit the wrong notes, is getting all judgy pants.
And have my first champagne.
Okay, so Todd, have you seen the story about it's a local guy, which typically we would put in like guess the state, but it happened here in Maine. The suspect who was robbing a bank and then slipped on ice right in front of the cop.
I did see that.
Oh, my God. Right. And his gun and his money goes flying.
Lost it all.
Okay. And the cop who got interviewed, who was right there, of course, he's a lieutenant, who's sitting like right in front of him and sees it happen and then apprehends him. But he's so Maine. This happened up in Waterville, right? He's so Maine.
He was being chased by something. I didn't know what, though, at the point. And then he fell and I started yelling.
I started yelling. You know, whose money is that? Whose gun is that? Why don't you... Clearly from away, if you don't know how to walk on the ice. Where are you from? Who are you running from? What did you do? So he ended up apprehending him. But they said when he fell, the money and the gun spilled out into the parking lot. The money was swept across the parking lot by the wind. Okay, so imagine this scene. The money is flying all around, a Bangor Savings Bank parking lot. So people who are out there, you know, this is Waterville. This is the most exciting thing that's happened in months in Waterville, you know? The money flying around the parking lot and people are trying to pick it up.
Right.
And it's like, what percentage of them was picking it up to return it and what percentage was picking it up going, ooh, free money.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I just came from doing my taxes and I'm not getting much as I thought I was going to get. It's a sign.
Yeah. God wants me to have this.
That's right. My return's not going to be so good, but there's free cash flying around the bank of savings. No, I think most people, knowing Mainers, most people were probably picking it up going, oh, dude, you dropped this. And then they see his gun sliding down the parking lot. And they're like, what is going on? And then the cop comes over.
He was being chased by something. I didn't know what, though, at the point. And then he fell, and I started yelling.
He's probably yelling at the people, put down that money. That's not yours. I just love this story. The chaos of free money.
Right.
You know, like, and it happened, the chaos of free anything. Remember there was that story that happened? It was, I forget where it was. It was in the South somewhere, like Alabama or Arkansas. And a bunch of nuggets got spilled out on the highway, and they had to issue like a statement: "Do not eat the nuggets.
Right.
Stop picking up the nuggets. You're blocking traffic and the cleanup, and they're not healthy."
Yeah, I know.
Free anything, people go nuts.
I know.
You know,
what would you go nuts for free?
Anything.
You would
anything. Yeah. Like yesterday, I've been pretty good. Todd and I and Eva. Well, we were all talking about we were trying to eat healthy, right? Mm.
Yeah,
and Eva's been doing really great on this food elimination diet, right? Cooking all this stuff, and it's really strict, and you know, better than she's ever done that I can remember on a diet. And then Todd, who's like Mr. I'll eat anything, you know, even in the trash. you know,
just don't like wasting.
I know. And I shouldn't say he picks it out of other people's trash, his own trash.
No, I don't do that.
When his wife throws it away and he goes, well, it's not touching something sticky. I can
eat. Or like if my kids, like, you know, they don't eat their, you know, they eat five of the six chicken nuggets and they just go chuck the paper plate. I'll go grab that other chicken nugget.
Yeah.
But we had a guy come in yesterday who brought all these bagels and he had like two bags of bagels. So I had two bagels. I was like,
that's a lot of carbs there, Blakey.
It's free food.
Right.
You know?
And they smell. I know.
You know? Mm. It's not nuggets on a highway.
But
it's not nearly as exciting when they're brought to you clean and fresh. You don't have to fish them out of the trash or off I-35.
Yeah.
You know? But free food. It's free stuff.
No,
whether it's money flying in the parking lot up in Waterville or whatever. Anyway, I just love that story.
I smelled those bagels. Yeah. Oh.
By the way, everywhere else in the country, the lead on that story is, well, you shouldn't rob a bank in Maine because it's slippery.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Yeah. That's not the whole point of the story. It's you don't know how to walk on the ice.
Right, yeah.
Go back to Massachusetts or whatever.